Hello.
Oh, hi, Felipe. It's Paul calling back from Local Splash. How are you?
What up, man?
Yeah, I guess you called in and reached Mary, but she wasn't able to transfer the call over to me.
No, I didn't know this number. I just called it back, and I thought it might have went to you. I wasn't sure.
The number that you see goes through our mapping coordinators, and Mary would have transferred it over to me, but she did let me know that you called, and I did get your message also.
I
think we've got everything set up. Just schedule your follow-up call with your client interview technician. I don't know how the rest of your afternoon is looking, but we could still get you in at 3 o'clock.
Yeah, let's do 3.
Okay. It'll be scheduled from 3 until 4. Might get to you 5-10 minutes after 3. It only takes about a half an hour, though, after that.
Okay.
I'm going to send you a calendar invite in just a minute here because it's too late for the system to send out the auto-generated email that goes out an hour prior. But I think everything else, I got to do a couple of things here. One, I'm going to want to make sure that there's the security question on here. So anybody who calls us and tells us that they are affiliated with Lozano Plumbing, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, and at this point we would only expect it to ever be you, but we're still going to ask you for the answer to the security question. And anyone who calls you and tells you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they're going to need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. Your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
City I was born in.
City you were born in. And then what is the answer?
Fountain Valley.
You were born in Fountain Valley. No kidding. At like Fountain Valley Memorial Hospital, or I think it's regional. I think it's like.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm, that's right.
No kidding. Right there off of like Ellis and
yeah, yeah.
Brookhurst. Mm-hmm. That's where the hospital is in Fountain Valley.
Yeah,
no
that's
kidding.
Right. Yeah. Uh-huh.
I can't put it in Fountain Valley. I have to type it in twice. And then that first payment, was that going to be a MasterCard, Visa, American Express?
That's going to be my Visa.
My Visa. And is it your name on the card, business name, or both?
It's both.
Okay. And for you, is it just first and last, any middle initial, anything like that?
No, just first and last.
Okay. And you said it was a Visa card, so that should start with a 4. They all do.
Yep.
And then, actually, I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
It's 4259-07.
Mm-hmm.
20 50 71 75 69.
And then the expiration month and year?
10/26.
10/26. And then the last 3 digits on the back of the card?
003.
Okay, so I've got 003 on the back, October or 10/26 for the expiration date. And then the card itself, was it 42-59-07-20-50-71-75-69?
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's right.
Okay. And what is the actual billing address of that card?
92585, the zip code?
That's the zip code, yeah. The street address?
27566.
27566.
Yep, and then it's the street is Cali de Leon. So it's a C-A-L-L-E space D-E space L-E-O-N.
Okay. L-E-O-N, right?
That's right.
Is that in Romoland?
Romoland, yeah. Uh-huh.
Menifee.
Yep.
And then, so in the next couple of minutes here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you've got a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
I got a pen here.
Okay, so the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. And then it's simply option one or extension one to reach a live client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. That is Pacific time. Of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within the following business day. The email address is simply support@localsplash.com. You'll receive all of that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. There will be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. It's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by direct text message. I'm trying to let my system catch up here just a little bit and see if we can get that out to you before we end that call, because there's a couple of things I want to walk you through. I'm going to send you right now a calendar invite. The calendar invite is really more for your records. You certainly do not need to respond to it, although many people do, and there's no problem if you do. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English. And then it's going to have your username, your name, and your phone number. Now, in this case, your username is your phone number. The area code is included, but just the numbers. There's no dashes, spaces, or parentheses or anything like that. Let me see if my system has sent out those emails yet.
Yeah, I did get one email. I got the invoice.
Okay, the Local Splash initial invoice. That's the one that we want you to get. You should get in another minute or two the welcome email that has the client support information on there,
okay.
Which I already gave you. But the one that I actually want you to see now is the only one you've gotten so far, so that's actually a good thing. But if you open it up, it's going to say something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. We've attached your invoice below. Please click here to accept the terms of experience. If you click on that, it goes to the Local Splash terms of experience, everything we went over in the voice verification on that previous phone call, talking about the services that we'll be providing for you, beginning with the Google Business Profile optimization on the left-hand side. Do you see that?
Yeah, okay. So you're going to like make a Google Business Profile?
Yeah, so you'll have the Google Business Profile. We're going to mirror the content on Bing as well, the other major search engine. It's only about 1 out of 10 people that will choose Bing over Google, but that's still a lot of people.
Really?
We want you to get those opportunities and phone calls as well. You know, the directory submissions are not just Google, Bing, and Yahoo. It's almost 70 directories. We are doing the Facebook access and the Facebook ads. I don't want to...
So I don't mean to cut you off, dude.
Sure, of course.
So when you do Facebook ads, so... I'm on Facebook, whatever, scrolling around, and I'm looking for plumbing or something, right? And
right.
I do see the plumbing ad sometimes, and I really don't click on them because I'm a plumber, so I really just kind of scroll by them. But
exactly.
So if I click those, it's going to take me to their website. Is that
correct? Correct. Yeah, that's exactly how it works. So it does work a little bit differently. Obviously, with the search engines, with Google and Bing, someone is actively doing a search. They're going on, they're typing something and looking for something. But like you said, with Facebook, it's just going to be ads that kind of scroll by as people are on Facebook anyway. If they scroll past it, costs you nothing. If they click on it, it still costs you nothing because it's included in that $349. There's $100 that goes towards the Facebook ads included in that that $349. So it comes right out of that budget. It only costs like 20 or 22 cents per click. So it's very affordable.
Oh,
certainly that $100 budget should easily cover it. Unlike Google paid ads like AdWords, Google about 3 years ago, it's been a while now, it's gone by pretty quickly, but about 3 years ago, Google increased their minimum required ad spend from $100 a month to $300 a month. And clicks on Google cost anywhere between $3 and $10, maybe even $12, depending on the area and the industry. So not always budget friendly for a lot of businesses. Facebook ads, 20 to 25 cents, you know, like 22 cents. So really affordable. So back onto the terms and conditions real quick. If you scroll all the way down at the bottom, there's a long line that goes across it. Above it, there's a small box that says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer of the card. Of course, we do want you to click on that box. And then in the longer box below the line, the one with the arrow pointing towards it, that's where you would either type in your name as it appears there or copy and paste it. If you type it in, it is case sensitive. If you copy and paste it, just be careful to not copy a space before or after. But once you've got your name in there, just click the confirm signature. That actually does a few things, Mr. Lozano. Of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month. that we have reduced the cost of the service, that the rate will never go up, that we even waived the setup fee. It does also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you're an active business in the local area, as well as to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate, and to fix it if it is not. So it is an important step in the process. You'll know that you are successful in doing that when it asks you for a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that.
I'm there. Yeah, I'm there.
Okay. All right. So like I said, your username is your phone number, but just the numbers. But you can actually stop right there. In fact, I think if you did put in a password, it would give you an error message that your client dashboard has not yet been created. It's coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using to access your tracking system. The automated system thinks both that your tracking system is active now and that you're trying to access it, neither of which is really true. We do need to do the client interview first for there to be some content to track. And then, of course, once your tracking system is actually active, we will text and email out to you that same username. Again, that username will never change, cannot be changed. You'll get a default password that you can use to access your account. You can change it once you log in. Some people never change it, and that's perfectly fine, too. I did send you the calendar invite out to your email inbox. Got you set up for 3 o'clock hour. Oh, I wanted to say if I'm available, and I don't know if it's going to be 3:05, 3:10, whenever the client interview technician is available, and it will be at the beginning of that first part of the half hour, and then take about half an hour after that. If I'm between calls, I'll be on that call in the beginning just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions you might have before handing it over to them. If I am on a call, they'll call you on their own. They'll do a real good job. And, of course, either way, I wanted to be the first to say welcome aboard. You know, I'm pretty excited to get this going for you. I'm looking forward to getting your phone ringing, getting that website.
I've been telling you, man, I've been looking for a lot of companies. Dude, I've talked to a bunch of people, and – yeah, I mean,
you know, it's really crazy that, you know, I know you talk to a lot of people. We talked to you before. Now we're talking again. I was actually born in Bellevue, Washington, but I grew up on Lark Circle, which is off of Ellis between Brookhurst and Bouchard in Fountain Valley.
Okay.
And I now live, off of Newport and, Hahn Road, really, in Menifee.
You live right here?
I live in Menifee.
You live like 3 miles away from me.
You know where the new Fairview is?
The
hotel right there? Apartments are real new. So I'm off of Town Center Drive. That's my actual address. Between Newport and, what is that?
I know exactly. I'm over there all the time. I go eat there all the time.
Yeah. I mean, most of all the stuff is there, you know, Target, Best Buy.
Oh, yeah. Everything's there.
Yeah. Kind of crazy. Yeah, that's why when you said Fountain Valley,
I'm like, you were born
in Fountain Valley Hospital. That's wild. My sister was actually born in the Huntington Hospital off of Talbert.
Okay.
Yeah, but I was born in Bellevue, Washington.
You're way up there, huh? Well, that's cool. I didn't know you were, I thought you were like in Orange County or, I don't even know, somewhere out there.
We are in Orange County, actually. We are headquartered in Fountain Valley now. We were headquartered in Costa Mesa for a little bit, but we actually own the building, right off of Brookhurst in the 405. So it's right north of Talbert off of Brookhurst. So like half a mile from where you were born, that hospital. Yeah. We own the building there.
We still
operate out of there. But when COVID hit, you know, we were more than 15 people. We had to disband entirely, so we scattered. Mm-hmm. Some of us scattered even further, and now we've hired, you know, some of the best and brightest from all around the world, really. But there's still a core group of us that were with the company back when we actually did work in the office. I actually go back a couple of buildings to the one back in Costa Mesa before we moved to Fountain Valley. I've actually been with the company. Uh-huh. April 17th was my 10-year anniversary, so I've been with the company for a while now.
Nice, man. Hell yeah. Congrats. That's great.
Yeah, absolutely. So looking forward to getting this going for you. Like I said, we'll call you in about a half an hour or so, maybe less, in that 3 o'clock hour. And like I said, if I'm available between calls, I'll be part of that call. But if not, always a pleasure speaking with you, and I'll talk to you again soon.
Okay. Thanks, man.
All right. Thank you, Felipe. You take care, sir. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. Yep.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.